For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Bigby Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, it's 7:06 on this Tuesday, July 7th. Glad you're with us. We're on the road, part of our summer of adventure. Thanks to Oaklawn sponsoring our summer adventure this time tomorrow. No, I guess tomorrow afternoon, rather. We'll be at Mina, going to a continuation of our five restaurants that are over 100 years old. The Skyline Cafe in Mina. So if you're down there in that area, you know people, tell them we're coming. Look forward to that. 109 years old, Raj, for that one. And then this weekend we go to Atlanta for the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Yeah,
I'm going to have a fun time with a buddy, Steve Qualls.
And so what happens there stays there.
And we're glad to have you all along with us today. We come back to the Arkansas State Police training headquarters. I guess Colonel Mike Hager. This whole complex is called WAP, Mike. It's called the whole thing. Pull that mic up.
I'm there you sorry.
Go. It's all right.
My bad. We're actually trying to come up with a name for it.
For the whole thing, whole complex. Thing. Okay.
So right now we just refer to it as the lodge and the track.
The track.
Basically, yeah.
Well, one of
very
the
very creative.
Okay. It is spectacular. If you just joined us, I'll post some pictures. This is the lodge where troopers who come for 24 weeks will stay. Right. You guys used to go train in the cinder block buildings that were housed with World War II prisoners of war.
Yeah.
This is looks like a lodge for hunting. It's so nice. And so $25 million to build just this. And it's nicer than anything in the country. Everybody looks at it and goes, my gosh, it's amazing what Arkansas is doing.
Yeah.
And one of the guys behind helping is here with us now. Johnny Allison. Johnny, got to see you last night and visit. Good to see you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What a great story you have, man. I tell you, I enjoyed last night listening to your stories. And, we're really blessed to be around guys like Frank Fletcher and others who have got great success stories. And, Johnny, you're one of them. You told the story last night of you and Mike Beebe were in school together. And you both said, now he denies it a little bit what you said, but you said, you go, hey, what do you want to do? He asked you what you want to do, and what was your response?
Well, I told him that he said, we were studying, if you can imagine that, in college, and he said to me, just stopped, and he said, what do you want to do in life? And I said, well, I've never had anything in life. I'd like to make some money and be wealthy sometime. And I said, well, what do you want to do? And he said, I won't be governor of the state of Arkansas. And I said, well, that'll never happen. And it did.
How does
a guy go from a college student sitting there thinking about being governor of the state of Arkansas?
How about that?
And the next thing we look up,
he is.
He was one of the greatest governors of Arkansas
ever had. He did a great job.
He's loved on both sides.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely. Democrat and Republican.
That's right. So, yeah. Amagon
by morning.
And you're a Jonesboro guy.
Yeah, I'm out of Jonesboro. Actually, I tried to find Mike's house one day. I turned down the road at Amagon. I didn't know which one
what
it was.
What was he called? The Tar Paper Shack?
That's right. He talked about that. Well, the other part is that your dad started in the mobile home business. You got it. You were a teenager selling mobile homes, that's where you got that bug. You sold your first mobile home, made $1,000.
I thought it was $1,000 over invoice. But I didn't know about floor plan interest, delivery expense, and warranty expense. I thought it was all money, right? Train ride money. And the summer before that, my brother and I dug a ditch all summer long for a water line for a mobile home park. And at the end of summer, we combined had $250.
Wow.
So I told my brother, I said, in 30 minutes, I made $1,000. I don't know what you're doing. I'm getting this trainer business.
That's nice.
The rest is history. Your mom had a great vision to make it bigger. And you took it bigger. And then you got in the banking business.
That's right.
And then you're a Hall of Fame business person.
Well,
I mean, you really, and you're, let me tell you, you mind if I share how old you are?
No, like 60s.
I'm telling you, it's amazing. Your energy, it's like Frank.
Yeah.
You guys are still doing deals every day. I mean, you guys could be out on on the water somewhere. count your money.
Yeah.
But you love doing. You still love doing deals.
Yeah,
you still,
but I don't ever count your money. when you count your money, it goes away. You're right. It's good to continue to do. I love what I'm doing. We built a bank. I bought the Bank of Holly Grove that was $22 million in total assets.
Y'all know where Holly Grove is, I'm sure.
You betcha.
And that is turned into a $25 billion New York Stock Exchange company in five or six states, including New York. I have an office in New York and all over Florida, and just been a great run for us.
Yeah, Centennial Bank. And, of course, Jeff Hildebrand, our good friend, is a faithful sergeant with Centennial Bank. And the other thing, the other great thing you do, pull that mic up a little bit higher there on you, Johnny, right there.
Okay.
You like giving away your money. You like giving away your money for good causes.
Well, yeah, we all have causes, right?
We all do.
And I was appointed by Mike Huckabee, the Arkansas State Police, 20-plus years ago, and it's been an honor to serve Arkansas, and I'm the longest-standing state police commissioner in Arkansas history, and just reappointed by his daughter, by Mike's daughter.
Is that not? Wow, that's a story. How about that?
Was reappointed by BB, Governor, when Governor BB was in, so I've had friends on both sides of that fence.
Wow.
Well, you've been a good partner and a good friend to the Arkansas State Police for as many years as you've been around, that's for sure.
Well, the last time...
Or you wouldn't be here.
The last time, Roger, that I was around Johnny, it was a celebration of 90 years of the Arkansas State Police at the Governor's Mansion, and they went into that night, Roger, hoping to raise, I think it was $1.4 million, and Elizabeth was getting ready to do we're going to do it $10,000 increments. So Johnny's over there to the table of my life and said, how much are we trying to get?
Oh, man.
I said, $1.4 million. I'm in. Count me. Just say that the night was over. Night was over with.
Wow.
That was a classic night.
Yeah. You did it. You caused the problem. So it got me inspired over there. And I finally said, how much do we need to finish?
Get it done.
My friend Joe Tilkey said, I don't know, but I'll go find out. And they told us what it was to finish it. And I said, well, I'll give that much.
So you've given more than 1.4. You've given, over the years, you've given a lot more than that.
I've given a couple of $1 million prior to that. So probably close to five, but it's an honor to do that, right? We all pick our causes. And I love Arkansas State Police, these troopers. Yeah. And this command staff is absolutely the best command staff that Arkansas State Police has ever had. And we have a colonel that knows what he's doing, and he is the best colonel we've ever had. I've served under five or six colonels, and this colonel is absolutely the best.
That's exactly what I was telling him. Mike has so much respect from everybody, from all those who serve with him who are troopers, and then, you know, foundation folks and folks like you. So I need to mention another great story. Steve Edwards, Edwards family, the Edwards food giant. Yeah, he's on the commission with you.
He's on the commission with me. He's a great supporter. It also is the strength. I mean, we all stick together, and it's the best commission. They're hooked to the hip with the colonel and the command staff. They're all in sync. I've served with lots of commissioners and some really good ones and some that are not quite so good. But and some colonels that weren't quite so good. But anyway, it is a supreme organization, and this colonel leads it well. And I'm proud to be associated with him and the entire team.
If you just joined the show, we're visiting with Johnny Allison, who was on the commission, the Arkansas State Police Commission, and we got Colonel Mike Hager. I did want to mention real quick, Mike, too, some of the other folks that are here. Lieutenant Colonel Mike Kennedy is here. Major Philip Hydren is here. Captain Craig Teague is here. Captain Cody Williams, Sergeant Nick Brown, and Captain Mike Gunnick. All those guys are here today.
Yeah. Jason Aaron just walked in.
Listen, we're getting there. Listen, we're getting to that. That was these are the troopers that I just listed. Yes. And so, matter of fact, last night, Nick and Cody put on a show. They could sing, man. I mean, they have a lot of respect for Roger. Roger jumped in there and sang too. But I'll tell you, that was concert level last night. So they were really impressed.
And they write. It's not just covers. They write.
They write. Yeah. And then we mentioned we had earlier Judge Cody Hyland, who is the Arkansas Supreme Court Justice, who's a big fan of the show and a faithful supporter.
Big time.
He's got two sons. One son is a state trooper, Trooper of the Year, and the other's getting ready to be a Green Beret.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Thank
hello.
You. I don't know thank you for breathing.
you and Jana, who's here, and she's a faithful listener for a long time of the show. We appreciate that. And Elizabeth Anderson is also, she's the president of the Arkansas State Police Foundation, and has been very instrumental in helping raise money and all these things. And we were talking before the break, her husband has the largest bait fish the hatchery
species.
And in the world. Yeah. In the world. And so I was saying, Johnny, is that I love it when Arkansas folks are the best in the world. You can be the best in the world here. You can be the best in America, this facility here in Arkansas. You can do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just because you're in a small state, doesn't mean you can't do things that are, you know, super big and super best.
Absolutely. And I surround myself with Arkansas people. You know, we've grown this company the way we've grown it, and it's Arkansas people. I didn't go out and hire a PhD from Harvard. You know, I got somebody from Conway, Arkansas, that brought them on, and they've helped me build this company. So, Arkansas, you got some bright people in the state of Arkansas.
Amen. The other thing, you've been super supportive because you're from Jonesboro, of Arkansas State.
That's correct.
Yeah, I went to school there, obviously. And
Johnny Allison Field?
Yeah, at Centennial Bank Field Stadium. Yep. And and so what do you think about your guy who obviously has got a lot of means and is very successful about NIL? Are you helping Arkansas State? Have you gotten into that world, helping out through that way, or no?
You can't be associated with athletics and not be in that world.
Yeah,
I'm in the world, and Coach Jones, I've spent time with him. When he finds an athlete, he needs my phone ring.
There's no doubt. Wow.
But that's what it's come down to.
That's it.
That's what it's come down to.
It happens to Frank on the other end.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you think about it. He told me, he said, I'm a football coach. I'm not an accountant, but they're having to be an accountant. I think we've really done damage to college football.
Yeah. I think we all agree.
Greatest sport, it was better than professional football. It's a real emotional sport that people love.
What it's done to me, it has taken me out of being able to fall in love with a player for 3 years, and for that player to come here like a David Basil, be ensconced, be entrenched in the everything Arkansas,
community and culture,
and stay, you know, because now they come here, get the money, and leave. Not going to remember what was the quarterback that that took us
KJ
to
Jefferson.
What? See, I forgot his name.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because he left.
You don't have many.
You can't hold on to him anymore. Now we know Darius Acuff did a fantastic job, and we can't forget what he did.
One and done. You don't really get the connection.
But you just don't get to know him anymore.
But you think about it. Your football coaches, you know, they grab that helmet and rattle your head once in a while. They grab that helmet if you did something getting out of line.
Yep.
You do that now and they go in the portal.
That's it.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
You rattle my head, right? We were committed back in those days. Bass was committed to Arkansas.
That's
he still stayed in Arkansas.
Well, but they had nowhere else to go either. They were locked in. It was over.
That's
You're
right.
not going anywhere else. Sam Pittman said the same thing, Johnny. Back when he first started out, I don't know how many years ago it was, that he became a babysitter. And the whole thing of NIL and Portal got a hold of him and Juracek at the very beginning, and they were just out of their element. But he had to go and recruit the same player every single day, and it takes away from so much. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Coach Jones, excuse me, I'm sorry.
Andrew, go ahead, pull that mic up a little bit higher on you.
Coach Jones said to me, he said, they say, how much you pay me, and can I start?
Yeah, that's what it has come down to.
Yeah.
That's until some rules are changed, and we'll see when that happens. It's just, you know, of course, that used to happen, but, you know, behind the scenes, you know, a little bit where you would, you know, money under the table.
Yeah,
but it wasn't so. Now that's what it is. Just basically, hey, I got to find somebody to cut me a check for $1 million to get this kid. I saw Joe Klein sent us one the other day that was a $12 million basketball deal.
Oh, yeah.
Like $6 million a year. So, golly.
Yeah.
Again, and you still spend a lot of time in this state, even though you've got businesses in other states. You still love Arkansas, and you got grandkids here,
too. Arkansas is home.
Yeah. This shirt you have, Roger, I mean, his shirt game is off the charts.
100%.
You're not getting that down in Lake Village.
No.
You're not getting that over in Stuttgart.
I don't think it's coming off the rack.
We finance these at the bank.
Yeah,
right. We put them on a 20-year mortgage.
I got you.
I told him we're going to be down in his neck of the woods in Florida, where you've got a place down in Florida with the Hatchers.
Yeah.
And I said, we all need to maybe see if we can hook up.
Yeah, that'd be great. We could have a day at Ocean Reef. That's a beautiful place. We could get out, take off out of Marathon, load up on the boat, and end up in Ocean Reef and have lunch, breakfast. And they have a great lemonade at this one restaurant.
So let it be
written. One of my favorite things to let be done, visiting with Johnny last night. We're visiting with Johnny Allison, if you just tuned in with us, Hall of Fame businessman, and I got Colonel Mike Hager, head of the Arkansas State Police. Was you talking about one of my favorite things is that when I graduated, I didn't want to be just an ex-Razorback. I wanted to feel like I understood the community, business, and all that. So I would read the paper every day from front to back. When I got out, I was 22, the Democrat Gazette. And that's where I learned, and Bill Bowen, and learned about you know, the folks at First Commercial, and hearing you tell those stories, or Truman Arnold, hearing you tell those stories last night, there was, I'm so grateful that over the years I was able to read and learn some of those guys. And what a great story with Bill Bowen. And,
yeah,
and who was it Truman that told him that this
no,
was?
No, it was Charles Murphy.
Charles Murphy.
Mr. Bowen, there's a question on at the board one day, and Mr. Bowen, who's chairman, started talking, and Charles Murphy said, he said, hush. He said, I didn't ask for the hired help. Nobody called Bill Bowen.
Yeah, Bill Bowen was a big time player, head of the president of the bank.
He said, I want to hear what Johnny had to say.
So, wow.
I thought, whoa.
Wow.
Was, yeah, nobody said that to Bill Bowen.
Well,
except Charles.
Good
Murphy.
For you.
Yeah.
Now, do you know Jerry Jones very well? Do you guys hang out much at all?
I've just met him. Two or three times. I met Truman Arnold, had his, I don't know, 20th wedding anniversary or something. We all went down and I visited with Jerry there. He's been, we've never done any business together. We've looked at a couple of deals, but
yeah,
we've never done any. But he's what a great Arkansas.
Well, again, another great success story that shows what you can do, you know, on the national level, even though you've got Arkansas roots. And yeah, you don't look, you're ready to slow down any. You ready to just
I'm not ready to slow down. I have these things don't run them, so you've got to run it. I was talking to Mrs. Hunt one day, and she said, Johnny, how much money did you start with? And I said, I started with $125. And I said, I didn't know I was overcapitalized, but I guess I was. And I said, that's what I started with. She said, JB beat you. I said, well, how did JB beat me? She said he borrowed $50 to get out of town. She's a dear friend. I visited with her last week.
Then I didn't know, and I don't even know if you want me to bring it up or not, the story of the kidnapping.
Yeah.
That was a very high profile story. But I didn't know your connection. I heard about the other side of the story, and wow, that was a crazy story.
Yeah, I got to go for a ride.
I'm telling you, he's dealing with a kidnapper. He's getting kidnapped, and wow, I mean, that. I don't know if you should write a book about that.
No, let's get the movie. Who plays you in the movie? You play yourself.
Yeah, well, I can't play myself.
What else needs to happen? Mike, you know, we talked about this lodge will open up in a few weeks for the first class, you know, 65 troopers.
Yep.
What else you need out here? Is anything else? Is it done as far as what you got to do? You got the guy right here.
I'm nervous. You know, we're pretty much done. We're it's kind of a we can do just about everything here except the firing range. That's the one thing
gotta
that we
add.
Can't do on this property.
Oh, you can't do it,
so,
no matter what, because
yeah,
you're on the property of.
Yeah, well, it's actually we're in the process. Literally takes a congressional act to do it, but we used to have a lease with Camp Robinson,
right?
And now we're deeding the property over to the state police, but that's almost finalized. It's literally in front of Congress right now to get that done. But we haven't put a firing range out here. We have a firing range out at Rodsfield that is another project that was done back years ago. And it's a great facility. It's just a little bit far away. So it'd be nice if we had it here. But, I mean, that's really the only thing that we can't do on this property now. Everything else we can.
We have enough property to do that.
Yes, sir. I think so. So we've got about 250 some odd acres on the property, but some of it is not usable. And then there's some, you know, red tape with military base being here and all that. So they're, you know, it'd probably be more complicated than just going out there and pushing a berm and building a firing range. But
how cool is it to have a guy like Johnny Allison that when, you know, he has such a passion for law enforcement. Matter of fact, somebody, somebody used to work for you. It was Eric King, I think, said, nobody supports law enforcement better than you do, Johnny. But to have a guy like him, man, when there's a need, steps up and delivers.
Well, you literally invaluable. I cannot say enough about not only Commissioner Allison, but you know, our entire commission is just it literally, I mean, it's just a group of rock stars. I mean, if you look in the business world and all that stuff, but the thing about them, we can't do anything for them. I can't do anything for Johnny Allison.
Right,
you know,
right.
He doesn't need a thing that Mike Yeager can do for him, but he's a good friend of me, and he's a good friend of the state police, even though that there's nothing that we can do for him. And you can't help but just appreciate and admire people that are like that. So he's not only on the commission but on the foundation. You know, we're so blessed. It's the perk of this job, and there's not many, but the perk of this job is getting to know people like Commissioner Allison better than that entire group.
Well, one would think, Roger, that Johnny Allison probably would never go over the speed limit, so there's never need about worried about him getting pulled over. So that would be.
That's right, Roger. I wouldn't.
Although I did see a very
not on purpose.
I have a governor on my car.
Yes, sir.
And it won't run 67 miles an
hour.
There
you go.
So yeah, it's a red Corvette.
It really is.
It fits his shirt and personality.
That matches, doesn't it?
Yes, it do.
I told him, I said, we need to get you one of the Touchdown Club meetings this year. We'd love to have you. It's a fun place to be and got a lot of great people involved with it. And great community gathering. You know, it's funny. You can sit there one day, you see Warren Stevens there, not anymore, but the governor's on the front row. You know, it just have a lot of. Then you got a person working minimum wage there. It's just
Frank Fletcher is there, Greg Hatcher is there.
Yeah, it's a lot of good people, a lot of good companies.
It's a good time.
What's up? Another good the Hendrix family.
It's a great family story
out of Arkansas. Had
no
big red stores and built those up and who came in and bought those? What was the name of the company?
Oh my God, you asked me. I wouldn't have out of Canada. What's
the
name?
Circle K.
Circle K.
Yeah,
Circle K.
Success stories in Arkansas that they do it. Yeah. They do it their way.
Another success story is Chris Walker with Fence Broker. He's headed up to Branson.
He is.
Right
he's
now,
for,
he's
for
listening.
A volleyball?
Absolutely. Yeah,
volleyball
yeah. Super duper guy. A big supporter, as you are, to give back to the community and want to be a part. Not asking for his name to be out there, but I want to make sure we say hello to him as he's traveling.
Well, we're blessed. You know, we're getting ready to talk with John Daly. That we can talk with John Daly and Dan Hampton and Terry Bradshaw. And then we also get to talk with folks that are out there making a difference in our community, both as state trooper law enforcement and the people behind that are helping, you know, be our best. So that's where we love our show.
And guys like that right there.
Yeah, you got the judge over here.
Got the judge over there.
Every birth of a baby creates a new warrior.
Oh, my.
A new warrior. Good Lord. It's a new warrior.
That's it. It just keeps on going down. Straight cop. Green Beret. What's next? Oh, my gosh. He'll have his own SEAL team. Next.
Johnny, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Yeah,
we need being here.
Listen, you need to do it more often if you come to Little Rock. You can just call us. You didn't have to show up on the show. You can just call us and check in with us. And
come on in.
We love hearing the adventures and stories of folks that are doing great things in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Really
good.
Governor Huckabee said, why do you want to be on the state police commission? I said, well, you know what? I appreciate the state police and what they've done. And to me, between us and chaos is the guys in blue.
Amen.
And I have tremendous. I see from the inside what these guys do.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible the work and the effort that they put out to protect the people of the state of Arkansas. So I was kidnapped, 20 something years ago, and if I get kidnapped again, there'll be 500 of the toughest guys I know looking for him. They better hope he doesn't catch it.
You got that. You know, I was talking to Nick Brown last night, and it's true what you're saying. I mean, until you get to know them and know where they go, they don't want to go after that chaos every single day. They'd like to be able to get a call from their wife, say, on the way home, will you stop by the store and pick up something? They don't have that luxury.
Exactly.
It's all chaos. It's all chaos, and we need them to do what they do. And who are we going to call when we're in trouble? When I see a police officer, I've said it once, I'll say it again, I have never been stopped by a police officer, county, city, or state, where I didn't go, I'm sure I did something. I don't know. I was weaving. Maybe I was a little over the speed limit or whatever, but it's never been for nothing. Now, I've walked away, as long as I don't have. First thing you need to do is when the police officer stops you, don't start talking. And don't have a buddy in the car who just starts talking and says, I tried to tell him, officer.
I tried to tell him.
Shut up. You know what? Hold it. Immediately he goes, I told him. Maybe he's just asking for a donation.
He walks up to the window and starts laughing. I said, I tried to tell him to slow down.
Well, it wasn't about that. I was admiring the beauty of Southern
South Arkansas.
Yeah, South Arkansas. Oh, my word.
All right.
Y'all have a lot of fun.
We do.
Amen.
We do. We'll take a break.
Listen to this going out. I want you to hear this guy. Who's this guy?
Nobody knows this. All right. I still feel 25.
That's BB.
Oh, that's Mike BB singing.
Time,
I still
he can sing.
A little cane.
Is that singing?
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to be governor at 18 or 19. Now he's a rock star. Right there
with him. But, He used to love to sing with us.
I was trying to find the one M again, but I can't. There's not labeled.
We always do Christmas karaoke, and he loved getting up here and singing. Yeah, that's easy. Johnny, great to see you, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Good to meet you. Thanks for all you do. Yeah, let's get together again. John Daly up next, and we'll visit with more of the state troopers a little bit later. Got to play a little Family Feud. We'll let Mike Beebe take us to break. All right, 7:30 here, Morning Mayhem.
I'll be an old troubadour when I'm gone.
Mike Beebe! Yo, hey!
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in the World Cup, Spain advanced to the quarterfinal by beating Portugal 1-0. The only goal coming from Mikel Merino in the first minute of the second half stoppage time. For Spain, this is their first appearance in the quarterfinal since 2010 when they won the World Cup. For Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo announced yesterday this would be his last World Cup. Then the United States' run in the World Cup came to an end as they lost to Belgium 4-1. America was dominated from pretty much start to finish. Charles de Catuara had two goals in the game and assisted on another. Fowler and Balogun, who controversially was allowed to play, barely touched the ball the entire game. Belgium and Spain will play on Friday. Today in the World Cup, Argentina and Egypt will play at 11, while Switzerland and Colombia will face off at 3. Both of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly sunny this morning, but it will become partly cloudy to mostly cloudy this afternoon as more rain and thunderstorms develop. It'll get up to 91 degrees, then the showers and thunderstorms start. It'll cool off a little bit, but of course, those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. We might even have another severe thunderstorm. Tonight, it'll become mostly clear with a low of 72. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
David Basil here for Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry. When you're shopping for an engagement ring, experience matters. And at Jones & Son, you're shopping with one of the largest selections of engagement rings in Central Arkansas. They carry the biggest, most trusted brands in the jewelry industry, along with their exclusive Jones & Son Couture Collection. These Jones & Son branded engagement rings deliver exceptional quality at a fraction of the price. Every ring is fully customizable, and their expert jewelers can modify any design to perfectly match your vision. And as a direct diamond importer, Jones & Son brings in their own diamonds, cutting out the middleman and passing the savings directly on to you. Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry is proudly located at 1121 Rodney Parham Road, serving Central Arkansas for over 40 years. The same trusted location, the same phone number. Finding the perfect piece of jewelry doesn't have to be overwhelming. At Jones & Son, you'll find the right diamond for every occasion. Visit Jones & Son Diamond and Bridal Fine Jewelry today or shop online at jonesandson.com.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
All right, 7:34 here at the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge, which will open a little bit later officially in the summer for the first group of state troopers. Outstanding facility. Great to visit with Johnny Allison. We'll visit with some more of the troopers here shortly. We've got to check in with the man, John Daly, the Raji Dodge.
Big John is the winner of two major championships. He's a national sports icon who does it his way with no apologies. Over his decades-long career, he's raised millions of dollars for charities, including his beloved Boys and Girls Club of Darnell and Arkansas Razorback for Life. John Daly is made possible by Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership with an inventory that nobody else has. Check him out at HondaOfRussellville.com. Now, stepping off the tee box and into the mayhem, it's John Daly. Keep taking chances,
living large. Hit it.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Hey, we're doing great, buddy. I saw you. It's hard to tell, Roger, when following John on social media. I saw you do an interview. I don't know if it was in Pittsburgh or somewhere up north. You actually did the weather. You did a live. It was a live shot with a guy that you really takes care of you up somewhere. And then you did part of the weather. They pitched the weather, and you were helping give the weather forecast. Was that recent? Was that like in the last few days, or is that old?
That was last week, yeah, at me and Tuffy's charity event at his golf course in Pleasant Valley Country Club in Connellsville, Pennsylvania. Yeah, we had a fun. Bobby's been around for a long time, does radio and does sports for their TV channel there. And just a great guy. He asked me to go on. So I just told Ray, I said, it's just going to be hot, then it's going to get hotter, and then it's probably going to be hot.
That's it. That's all that was needed. We just got through visiting with a guy, JD, called, his name is Johnny Allison, super, super successful. He's got the $25 billion Centennial Bank. And we were just talking, John is another great example, Roger, of a guy. We were saying, just because you're from Arkansas or you're based in Arkansas, that you can't be the best in the world at what you do, or the best in the country in what you do. And John's a great example of a guy that, you know, started with not a whole lot and certainly made a great career out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Heck yeah. I mean, you know, hey, when you grow up the way we did, you can only go up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, and you didn't let anything stop you, is what it is.
Well, and Roger brought up the point, JD, that you've talked a little bit more on social media that we've seen about your situation with your dad, which was not a positive thing a lot of times. And I wasn't as familiar with the story about your dad and some of the abuse that you and Jamie had to put up with. And just to sort of work your way through that in life is something, you know, is an accomplishment in itself, because that's a tough deal to – it's a tough situation to deal with when you have an abusive dad, and I don't know the reasons behind it, but I did not know about that story, all the story, until the last few months that you've shared it with some folks on social media online. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough when you're around somebody that, well, it's your father, and you're on pins and needles because you don't know if he's going to hit you, beat you, cuss you, do things that you're so scared that you just don't want to say anything. So it was very... And Jamie will attest, his dad was tough, man. It wasn't like, you know, if we screwed up, yeah, we deserve a spanking, but we got spankings for no reasons at all. And dad was in a different world. He just, and I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way about their parents. You know, my mom was, Mama Lou was an angel. Thank God she tried to hold it together for us for so long. And but no, it was tough. But I just, like I tell my kids, if I do the opposite of my dad, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, exactly. And I know, obviously, you've done a great job of raising your kids. And Junior, I guess, is, I hadn't heard, but a lot of positive comments about him. When's his next chance to play?
Right now, we're hoping for Chicago here in the next week, I think. But if not, Boise in a few weeks. He'll play Boise, which is a great tournament. It's probably one of the best Corn Ferry events out there. Boise's beautiful. You know, great golf course, great people. That's been around for a long, long time. I played it. It's probably one of the better Corn Ferry events. They really get behind it. The city does. And so he's excited about that. He did media day last week for him. He went out there and saw him. And, you know, we're still trying to find these pictures of Little John kicking a field goal on the blue field when he's about 6 or 7. Me and Anna have been looking for him. We can't find him. I know we got him somewhere, but... he's like 6 or 7, made a 15-yard field goal.
like his daddy.
Yeah.
Like his daddy. I was going to ask you, I don't know if we told you, JD, we're going, the show is going to Atlanta this weekend to watch a NASCAR race. It's the Quaker State 400, both Saturday night and Sunday night. Are you in, do you follow NASCAR? I can't remember if we've asked you this or not. Are you a NASCAR guy at all? Do you have any buddies that are drivers?
Well, being this week, well, you know, my guys were Dale Earnhardt Jr. and all those guys back in the day, you know, when I was, but yeah, I'm here with the colleague. They're sponsoring our tournament champions. It's one of our majors here in Akron this week for Firestone, which, you know, if you ever hear of Firestone, the South's one of the hardest golf courses in the world. But, colleague, they have two teams, and I went to the Daytona 500 with them. And later in the year, Homestead in Miami, I'm going to be with the Moto Casino guys. So, yeah, I follow it. You know, so I root for those guys more than anything because, you know, I've been with them for 4 years. They sponsored a great tournament here in Akron. So I'm behind those guys, and I'll be behind the Moto cars too as well.
Isn't our guy we're going to see, isn't he driving for Junior?
Yeah, matter of fact, they've got a my dad's best friend's got a son, 21 years old, that Junior has just hired to run five races this Saturday night, which is not the Sunday night, the big one, but he's an up-and-coming guy. So if Earnhardt Junior hires you at 21, sure, has you driving one of his cars, so he's we're excited about that opportunity. Are you, speaking of driving, we're over here at the Arkansas State Police Training Lodge. John, you're still driving your bus, right? Your RV, or what do you call it? A motor coach? You drive it yourself?
Yeah, it's a bus. Me and Anna drive it pretty much everywhere.
Can you imagine looking in your rearview mirror and going, "Honey, I promise I haven't been drinking anything, but I swear that's John Daly driving
whenever you go by and you see one of those, you want to see, is it a, because it might have something on there. Like if you saw a Razorback on the back,
like
of Justin
Morris,
and you might go, "Oh, well, I wonder whose that is. Let's go. Yeah. I wonder if it'll say on the side, is it John Daly? Is it this and that?" Wait, I think that. It's him driving. That is John Daly driving.
Yeah, most people don't think you drive it.
Honey, get in front of it and clean your windshield.
Most people don't think you drive it. Well, you've got a driver.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's usually when Anna's driving, people are flipping her off. But when I drive, they're waving and taking pictures.
you're flipping them off.
No, I tell Anna, drive nice because I got good boy all over this. I got a beautiful hog on the hood and on this brand new Renegade I got.
Of course. That's what I'm saying. It's a marked vehicle. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Or you're sitting there watching, go ahead, John.
I'm very cautious when I drive, but when Anna drives, man.
I'm the same way when I drive the buzz vehicle, John.
Listen. Can you see? You're getting.
Can you get to get gas? You go. Hey, is that looks like? Anybody ever tell you look like John Daly?
well, buddy, listen.
You pull up at a pilot or whatever, get gas. You talk to the truckers. They'll go, "Hey, man, there's a wreck over here. There's, you know, about 20 miles. They know everything about the traffic on the interstate." So, I've got to meet a lot of great people on the truck driving scene, and it's pretty cool. Great people, man. Do they, you know, I don't think people in the U.S. understand what they do for us. I mean, hauling our food and cars and everything else, but my hat's out to all our truckers out there.
Yeah, I can imagine, Roger. Honey, I was just getting some M&Ms, and I swear John Daly just got a milk, like a Three Musketeer beside me or something.
There's a dude in there looks just like John Daly. All right, everybody load up. Here we go.
All right, JD, listen, have a great rest of the week, buddy.
Yeah, John.
Love you, man. Go Hogs.
You got it. Go Hogs. Love y'all.
Love you too, buddy. Thanks to Honda of Russellville. You can check them out online at hondaofrussellville.com. Number 100 power sports dealer in the state of Arkansas. Number 3 largest in the United States.
You know, for me or Justin Moore to drive one of those buses, I mean, if I was to drive Justin or he was to drive his, we'd have to have that board that the barber always put on the arms of the chair when we were, you know, growing up to get a haircut, you know, so we could see over. Can you just imagine seeing those little arms moving that wheel?
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue to visit with all the fine folks here, including Elizabeth Anderson, Colonel Mike Hager, and hoping we can get some of the guys to sing a little bit later. If Colonel, can you tell them to do
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
The ASP All-Star Band.
Yeah. Trooper Idol is what we're going to do.
Trooper Idol.
And, you know, I don't think I mentioned Cindy Murphy and Janie Runkle either. We need to give them some love, too. They're very important to this operation. All right, don't go away. 7:45.
Auto rights are finally here.
What are you talking about, Roger?
I'm letting everybody know that the Summer Auto Loan Special from Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union is officially underway, and this year they're offering historically low rates.
Alcoa always offers great rates for their Summer Special, but historically low?
That's right, baby Bubba. This summer is America's 250th birthday, and to celebrate, Alcoa Community FCU is offering auto loan rates for as low as 1.776% APR.
Wow, those are some historic rates.
In addition to the historically low rates, no payment due for 90 days.
So crazy low rates and no car payment due for the whole summer?
Plus, you can get financing for up to 84 months.
How do I get started?
This offer is valid for 2024, 25, and 26-year models, brand new or refinance the rides you already have. To get started, go to alcoacommunityfcu.org, apply securely online, call, or stop by any branch.
You're right, Raj. This is historic. How long does this offer last?
May 1st through the end of August.
Roger, we need to let everybody know.
The low rates are here. The low rates are here.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Hi, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge store here in Sherwood. Folks, if you're shopping for a new car or truck, I hope you'll come see us and give us a chance to earn your business. We have huge discounts, 0% financing available, and we'll give you $1,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. Folks, I guarantee you a hassle-free buying experience. And if you've had credit problems in the past, listen to this. We have an easy pre-approval process. Just go to FletcherCredit.com to get started. You can be pre-approved in minutes. It's really not hard. FletcherCredit.com. Folks, we're also still buying cars every day. If you got an old car or truck you want to turn into cash, bring it to Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood and ask for Chris or Andy. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Shop in person or shop online at FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
John Daly joins the Mayhem Tuesday mornings, courtesy of Honda of Russellville, Arkansas's number one Honda dealership. From Goldwing trikes to side-by-sides, Honda of Russellville has an inventory no one else has. Check it out at HondaOfRussellville.com.
Everybody knows the Brad Hendricks Law Firm is famous for car wrecks, big truck crashes, and medical negligence cases. But they do a lot more than that. They help good people who can benefit from bankruptcy. And they also help older folks who had their Social Security claims denied. When you need a lawyer, call the firm that is Pure Arkansas, where you won't ever be just a number. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Tradition, reputation, results.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
I'll be driving this one.
Hey, blocker.
You'll be driving the truck.
This is Bandit 1, and that is...
Bandit 2.
Mm-hmm.
Together again.
Oh, yeah, like Fred and Ginger and Lester and Earl.
That's right, but we got a problem.
What's that?
Now, you know them Smokies, they got them CBs in their car now. You know that.
I know that. Smoke. I know. I haven't worked that out yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Hey.
You got an idea?
I got an idea.
Look, yeah.
Why don't we do this? If I say go to Channel 21... Forget it. We ain't going to 21. We're going to 19.
21 is 19?
21
is
19. That's good. All right, if I say go to Channel 6...
Six?
Forget it. We go to 3.
I don't go to 6. I go to 3. Good.
Go to 3.
Perfect.
Now, if I say go to Channel 2, we're going to go to Channel 1.
2 is 1.
See, that'll confuse everybody.
That'll confuse them. On the other hand,
yeah.
If we stayed on the odd channels,
yeah. Right,
switched every time and started in the basement, that'd work too.
Huh?
That'll do it, too, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, that'll work, too, I guess. Let's all ask.
Okay.
Smokey the Bandit. We'll be in a place that where it was filmed. A lot of it was filmed. Jonesboro, Georgia, which is right outside of Hampton, Georgia, where the Echo Park Speedway is, the old Atlanta Motor Speedway, for the NASCAR race this weekend. That's part of our summer adventure brought to you by Oaklawn. Tomorrow we'll be in Mena at the Skyline Cafe, 109 years old, part of our tour of 500 years of Arkansas restaurants. That'll be fun. And today, Roger, we're at the Arkansas State Police training lodge. I'm just giving it that name. Colonel Mike Hager is with us, and so is Elizabeth Anderson, who is head of the Arkansas State Police Foundation. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good to see you. Yeah, this is spectacular. I'm gonna post some pictures a little bit later. You've had some media out here already, right, Mike? We're not the first,
yes.
But we're the first really cool show that you've had out
well,
here.
The best, of the best.
I mean, last night they had to be put on a show last night with your guys that were singing, and had, obviously you were here last night, Elizabeth and Johnny, and got pool tables. And the good thing is that other people can rent this thing out if they want to.
Yeah.
I mean, if I call out here, I can possibly rent this facility out. Now, can I? And I rent out the residential or just the lodge rental part?
Yeah. No, sure. So we have a lot of people that are. On the books right now, we have a group from Australia that's coming next month.
Wow, how about
August.
That?
Yeah, it's a big group that they've rented out the barracks, the lodge, the driving track, the whole bit. So they're, I mean,
do they call the Arkansas State Police and say the headquarters and say I want to rent out the lodge?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. So I'm actually going to send you a video that our communications team did, that kind of like a hype video that we're going to use to market it. So. Just to kind of put that in perspective, you know, this will never turn a profit. We don't charge a penny to train Arkansas law enforcement, police departments, sheriff's departments, and all that. But if we have these outside groups that want to come in and lease out the property, the training facilities, the track, the lodge now, it gives us an opportunity to offset operational expenses
Sure. Instead
of charging the taxpayer. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity that, if not for the foundation, that's not an option.
Yeah.
Most people aren't going to come out here and rent just a cinder block, typical law enforcement military type academy. But when you look at this, I mean, it's just beautiful.
One of the many hats you wear, Elizabeth. I know you're, Jessica, my girlfriend, you're on the board for the Arkansas Community
yes.
Foundation. You're the chair of this foundation.
Right.
So you're giving a lot of back to the community.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I enjoy making Arkansas a better place to live.
And your husband is a former, I mentioned Roger, the biggest, give me this title, the biggest in the world at a hatchery for.
Yeah, it's the largest hatchery in the world of any species.
Of any species, Roger. When you throw out the phrase any species, it's a big deal.
Covers it.
Well, but it's bait fish, right?
Yeah, bait fish.
The
yeah.
biggest in the world.
The biggest.
And your husband was like Farmer of the Year.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah.
Yes, we were Arkansas Farmer of the Year.
Another example, Roger, of being the best in the world, yeah. being the best in America right here in Arkansas.
For sure.
So,
for
yeah,
sure.
And you've got a family and a history in banking down in South Arkansas.
Yes.
We don't have much time, but you got to tell the story about how you got into this. And how your mom and dad met.
So my dad's roommate was a state trooper, and he pulled a cute blonde over one day and gave her a speeding ticket. And his roommate took that speeding ticket home and gave it to my dad and said, "This is a cute girl. I need to find her." And that's how my parents met. They were married a few weeks later.
Can you believe that? Now that is a heck of a story.
Yeah.
Now that we get you fired.
You can't
do that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore. No.
Yeah. Well, that was back in the day of paper tickets.
Right.
You know, now everything's, I mean, I have people call me all the time and they're like, "Can you help me with this ticket?" I'm like, "No, the second they pull you over, it goes into a computer system and it's gone." But that was back in the day where they wrote the paper ticket and there was probably a carbon copy piece of paper between the ticket. And so
he took it home. I've heard about those.
He took it home to his roommate that trooper ended up to be the colonel of the state police, A.R. Howard. And he was my dad's lifelong friend.
Fascinating story.
So I tell people all the time, all this is due to a speeding ticket.
it's a great story.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
And you got great people like Johnny Allison, who we met on
absolutely.
Here earlier. Just you got good people that are also, you know, supporting this cause, and so that's got to help when you're on a foundation or that
to
get good people with you.
Johnny's a phenomenal supporter of law enforcement across our state.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and you went to U of A, right? You both.
I
you
did.
And your,
what
years were you up there?
I was there in '96 to 2000.
I always do that, Roger, when somebody says '96 2000. So
then you know how old I am.
Well, no, it's like. I measure it in terms of how was the football. You got the Houston nut.
Sure. I did have the Houston nut.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Coming off Nolan's national championship.
I was there the year where we tore down the goalposts and carried it to Dixon Street.
Nice. Oh, very nice. That was 1999. That was the redemption game.
That was a fun game.
Yeah, yeah. Did you go down Dixon Street?
I think my name is written on that.
Nice.
On that pole. Everybody signed the pole.
Oh, is that right? Very cool. Yeah. Oh, that's a cool memory. You're a sorority?
Yeah, I was a Chi Omega.
Chi Omega. That's a legacy. That's the what is it?
Where it was founded.
Where it was founded. What do you call that? There's a phrase for that when it's the. It's not the legacy chapter.
It's like the mothership.
It's a mothership. I like that one. Yeah. I know some Chi Omegas. You know what? Dana Klein. Joe's wife is a Chi Omega.
It's the largest sorority in the nation. There's more members of Chi Omega than any other sorority.
Yeah, and now all those sorority houses are massive now.
They are
the Tri-Down house looks like a castle.
Yes.
It's ridiculous how big it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, thanks for all you do.
Thank you all for what you do to support troopers.
Oh, listen, we love being able to do this.
Big fan.
Yeah, and of course you got a great leader in Mike Hager, and we just laughing about how interesting life is to where you never know 30 years from, ago.
Right.
30 years back, where we'd be sitting here.
Yeah,
we'd be sitting here. How about you didn't see that on the in the cards, right?
Yeah. Now, Mike, and you showed me out at headquarters. Can folks come out there and do a tour of that area?
Yeah.
I mean, just where you showed me in the locker room. I don't know if it was the locker room. What is the area that talks about the beginning of the state troopers?
The Hall of Honor.
Can folks just come out there and see that?
Yeah,
I think it'd be great for kids to see where it started and see some of those things
We actually do have a little bit of that.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know if I got a special. Yeah. I don't think I got special treatment out of it. And I hope there's no cameras in there. I just thought that'd be cool for people to be able to see. Because, again, after I'm talking with Nick and all that, I mean, we don't get to see you most of the time. Whenever we get to see you, it's because we've been stopped, And it's one of those things. The old joke is my picture on my driver's license should be, because that's what it is when you stop me. But, I mean, if somebody could come out there and see those things, I mean, you go out there to get your driving test done and all that, maybe folks could come by.
But there's so much more than speeding tickets to a state trooper.
Oh, yeah, Roger, come on.
So much
well,
more.
Well, I know that, but I don't get to see them unless I get to go to the Hall of Honor. It's not just, I know you can pick up dates, too.
Apparently you can.
Yeah.
Did you know that my grandfather, did you hear the last name? My grandfather
Florida.
Elizabeth, great to see you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for all you do.
Thank you for having us.
We still got coming up. We got the Singing Troopers a little bit later. If they got any voice. They were up here until 2 o'clock in the morning singing last night.
The Singing Troopers.
I think. That's it.
The Trooper Troop.
We got a visit with Rick Schaefer coming up. Got to give away some tickets with Chuck Gatlin for a little Family Feud. That's all coming up. We are here in our summer of adventure with the Arkansas State Police. It's really an honor to do that. All right, don't go away. 8 o'clock.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
When you're in your 50s and you're looking for somebody to get with, ain't no new car smell anymore. It's all broke. Ain't no Corvettes out there. Just a bunch of red Cobalts with a brown hood.
Saturday, September 19th at Saracen Casino Event Center. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Rodney Carrington.